reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Acts. It's on page 1178, and we read Acts chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them?" But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in the house and say, 'Send it to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is found in the revelation given to the Apostle John. Page 1335 in your pew Bibles, and we read Revelation 21, beginning at verse 1. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. John, page 1155 in your pew Bibles, and we read John chapter 16, beginning at verse 12. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while and you will see me no longer. And again in a little while, and you will see me. So some of the disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again in a little while you will see me? And because I'm going to the Father? So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text for today is taken from the reading from Revelation we had earlier. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. This is our text. The other evening, while teaching confirmation, my head nearly exploded. As I learned of some of the horrific music that our confirmation children listen to. Music that turns Scripture entirely upside down, if you will. But unfortunately, it's music that has been often taught to them by parents, And probably many of you have sung such songs as well. How many of you know the tune, "We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder"? Raise your hands. I was afraid of that. It's in that VeggieTales stuff, if any of you know what VeggieTales is. And people think it's good stuff, and it's not. Because literally it turns things upside down. I'd like to take you in your Bibles to the book of Genesis for a minute. If you'll take your Bibles out, I'll read and you can just read along with me. Page 29 of your pew Bibles. The song is supposedly rooted in this event in Scripture. Now, as I read through this, what I want you to do is think about direction. Who's going up and who's coming down? Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. I'm at verse 10. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad into the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised." Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Now take out your thumbs. Everybody, take out your thumbs. Okay. What's the direction of God? Going up or going down? He's coming down. But listen to the song. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Every rung goes higher, higher. Every rung goes higher, higher. Every rung goes higher, higher, soldiers of the cross. We are climbing higher, higher. We are climbing higher, higher. We are climbing higher, higher, soldiers of the cross. Notice the difference in direction. It's not God coming down to man. It's man climbing up to God. Don't sing that song anymore. How could they write it that way if they actually had read the actual event? Well, folks, unfortunately, we're always getting God's direction wrong. God doesn't change. In the Garden of Eden, it was God who came to man. Now man ran away and he hid from God, but God doesn't let go of us. In our redemption, it wasn't that we needed to climb up to heaven. It's that God sent his Son Jesus down from heaven to be with us, to take on our human flesh, to dwell in the midst of us, and to suffer death, even death on the cross, that God might dwell with us. As God continues to sustain us in the faith, he still comes down. And the Lord's Supper, we eat his body, we drink his blood. And it's not us climbing up into heaven to get that. No, he comes to us under those earthly forms of bread and wine. And what we see in this revelation that the Apostle John has, when the world finally comes to an end and a new heavens and a new earth is made, it's still God coming down to us. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man." God comes to us. That is not just that song that gets it confused. We're always confused about the direction of God. You know, in our prayer life, as we go to God in prayer and we ask him for things, how often are you asking him for something that you don't think you have yet? You know, God, my life could be so much easier, so much happier, filled with so much more peace, if you'd only do this or give me that. As if God is somehow being distant from us. As if he hasn't yet come down. I would submit to you, and based on Scripture, and most of the time when we're praying to God and asking him for something we don't think we have yet, he's already given us what we need. He's already present with his help. But kind of like Jacob, surely the Lord was in this place and I didn't know it. And so we're constantly going elsewhere for our strength and for our help and our support. Just by way of one example, being in the ministry now for 35 years, so often people have come to me with relational problems. And often one of the first things that I'll ask them, "Well, have you talked specifically about this issue with that person?" Which is the first thing God tells you to do in Matthew 18 when you're having a problem. Go talk to your brother and sister, you and him alone. And it's amazing how many times I get the response, "Well, no, I haven't." God has told us where he can be found. He's often given us the solutions. But we're always looking some other place. As if God isn't already here. We get our directions mixed up. And yet there are some times when that which we need to deal with some situation in life isn't already present with us, maybe 5% of the times. But even then, God says, don't worry. Seek first my kingdom, my righteousness, and all these other things are going to be yours. In other words, sit back, relax, help is on the way. It may not be here yet, but it's coming. It's not we that have to climb up to God. It's not our works that save us. It's God coming to us with His help, His strength, His comfort, His word, His sacraments that bring us all that we need. It isn't about us climbing up the ladder. It's God putting up the ladder in the person of Christ and coming down to us. May God grant that throughout our lives we always see it that way. That we become better students of His Word, so that we can see the marvelous ways in which God has already blessed us and provided us with all that we need for this life and for the life to come. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.